Part 1. Openings. Introducing speakers in a formal situation. Jane Hughes is about to give a talk on marketing to a group of young managers of high-tech startups. Listen to how Tim Short introduces her.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming here today to this special one-day conference sponsored by Wright Bank & Son. We have a very busy and interesting day ahead of us, with a full program of speakers and workshops. Most of you will already be familiar with our first speaker, who will be taking us up to the coffee break. Jane Hughes is a marketing expert with a lot of experience in the field. After a very illustrious career with two global marketing companies, Jane now runs her own consultancy business and specializes in advising startups in the high-tech business. She is a prolific writer, and her latest book, 10 Essential Marketing Tips, was published earlier this year. So please give a warm welcome to Jane Hughes.
Now practice it. When Tim Short introduces Jane Hughes, he starts by addressing the people in the room. He says,
"Good morning, everybody."
This creates a relatively informal atmosphere. In a more formal meeting, he might have said,
"Good morning, ladies and gentlemen."
"Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board."
"Good afternoon, fellow Blue Club members."
If an American were being informal, he could say,
"Hello there. Hi, everybody."
U.S. Although Americans are usually fairly informal in these circumstances, this does not show a lack of respect. On the contrary, in the business context, they often refer to a person's title. You will need to familiarize yourself with the most frequently used acronyms for managerial positions. CEO, Chief Executive Officer. CFO, Chief Financial Officer. COO, Chief Operating Officer. VP, Vice President.
UK. In the UK, Managing Director, MD, is used for the equivalent of CEO, and Director is used instead of Chief Officer.
Now practice it. When talking about Jane Hughes's current activities, Tim Short says,
"Jane now runs her own consultancy business."
When introducing a speaker, you could say,
"Steve is at present CEO at Ambers & Co."
Susan works for a charity in East Africa.
Mike is the CFO of a sports company in California.
Anne is a legal expert from Bristol.
Opening remarks in a formal situation. Listen now to how Jane Hughes responds to this introduction.
"Thank you, Tim. Good morning, everybody. Well, I think Tim has done a very good job of selling me to the audience. Maybe he should be giving this talk."
Listen now to how other speakers that day responded to similar warm introductions.
"Good afternoon, and thank you, Tim, for your welcome. I'm going to have a job living up to that introduction."
"Thanks, Tim, for that great welcome. Hello, it's really great to be here with you today. I'm sure we're going to have some fun together. Now."
"Hi, everyone, and thanks for the warm welcome, Tim. I'm really honored to be here. This is a great opportunity to exchange ideas, and I'm personally really looking forward to it."
Good to know. A British or American speaker will consider it important to set the tone for his or her talk by starting on a humorous note, even if the presentation is on a serious subject. It's a good way to relax the atmosphere and to make contact with the audience, and is expected by English speakers. To make a joke or include an anecdote at an appropriate moment is not considered a lack of seriousness or competency. Now practice it. Practice responding to an introduction.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, everybody.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Tim, for your welcome.
Thanks, Tim, for that great welcome.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for the warm welcome, Tim.
U.S. An American speaker may be more casually dressed than you are expecting. Men will perhaps wear jeans instead of a suit, for example. This is particularly true for speakers from high-tech industries on the West Coast. It should not be interpreted as a sign of disrespect for the audience or of the speaker not taking the presentation seriously. UK-US. While all the speakers thanked him politely and addressed the audience, the American speakers start by expressing their enthusiasm and stressing how much the occasion is going to be enjoyable. The British speakers start by being ironic about their ability to live up to the introduction. Introducing speakers in an informal situation. A talk to a small group of people or classmates or colleagues will be more informal. Listen to Susie Clifton introducing Andy Walter.
You all know Andy, who is giving tonight's talk. Let's welcome him with a round of applause.
Now practice it. Susie Clifton says,
"You all know Andy."
She could also say,
"Everybody here knows Andy."
Andy is known to everyone here.
She also asked the audience to welcome him.
Let's welcome him with a round of applause.
So, a warm welcome for Andy, please.
Let's give a big hand for Andy.
Good to know. In the US and the UK, even fairly informal talks start on time. Punctuality is considered to be a sign of respect for other people. When you are making a presentation to a British or American audience, it's important to start promptly so that you make a good impression from the beginning. Opening remarks in an informal situation. Now listen to Andy Walter's opening remarks as he starts his presentation.
Thank you all for coming. It's really great that so many of you have turned out, despite the bad weather. I expect you've all watched American films where the car chase shows a crazy journey up and down very steep streets. That city is San Francisco, and you will all be familiar with it from films, even if you have never been there. I was lucky enough to spend 3 months there.
Now practice it. Andy Walter begins by saying,
"Thank you all for coming."
He could also have said,
"It's great to see so many people here."
"I'm delighted to see so many familiar faces."
An American might say,
"What a great audience."
"Wow, thank you all so much for coming."